You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we welcome Mahombi to the show.
Yay!
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Wow.
Welcome. Warm welcome in.
6'4" apparently.
Yeah. We can definitely testify that and say he's very tall.
You know, at least I can say literally that I'm one of the biggest artists in the business, right?
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Exactly.
Is anyone bigger than you that we know of?
Not that I know of. I haven't met any.
We should talk about the fact you were raised in the Congo, which I don't think we've ever had an artist on the show who was. So it's an interesting fact.
It is definitely. For me, it's natural. I was born in the Congo. My mom is Swedish.
Yeah.
My dad is Congolese. So half of my life I was in Congo. Born and raised, and I'm an Afro-Viking.
I like that. That's a nice term. So is it true your dad was like a king come politician in the Congo?
Yeah, he is actually a well-respected legend in, you know, the history of the Congo, like the he is a big politician,
That's quite cool.
Patriot.
And you come from a massive family, according to our notes, 15 siblings?
15.
Good God. Your mother is a machine.
And your dad.
They work hard.
Yeah. So have you got more brothers or more sisters, or is it quite even?
It's quite even, definitely.
Well, to even get to that, that's good as well.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, like 6 of us are adopted.
Okay.
But, you know, we don't see any difference. We don't, you know. They are brothers and sisters, definitely. We are all really tight and well connected.
And who's the oldest?
Her name is Rita. She lives in Tahiti.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about going to visit her for Christmas.
Why not? Tahiti's a wonderful place.
Yeah, it is.
And the youngest?
Me!
Yay!
Yes. So I had to stand out somehow. Yeah. You know, come on. I had to find my shine in all that chaos.
He's the attention seeker.
So in this hugely colourful background, how did you end up on the music scene then? How did you end up with a record deal and making records?
Well, you know, like I said, I naturally became the entertainer in the family, like the guy who would stand on the table whenever we had Christmas or dinners. Or
that's because you're the youngest.
Yeah,
you
know, like up on the table, the short one, doing my dance moves, and they were like, whoa, this guy is actually pretty good at this, you know. So they were really encouraging and supportive, and at the point where the war started in Kinshasa, it was not secure for us to stay anymore. So me and my two brothers moved to Stockholm to continue our studies because the schools closed down, you know. And at that point, we were young teenagers in Stockholm, parents still back in Congo. We were like, whoa, we can do whatever we want, basically. So except from studies, which I did pretty well, music was the main thing. And I was like, whoa, this is really what I wanted to do. And it was more accessible, studios and... You know, basically you could have, you know, friends making beats, and it was all.
And
know.
Was that when you formed, is it Avalon with your brother?
Yeah, exactly.
And you were quite, you did quite well with them, didn't you?
We did. Yeah. We took it seriously, you know. Yeah. It was definitely our passion. Music was what we wanted to do, and we kept our roots in. In the beginning was hip hop. I started rapping when I was like 7, 8, writing my own. So it was a lot of rapping in the beginning, but we definitely kept music-wise and dance-wise. Our roots, like I'm mixing this, our both cultures, North and South, you know, black and white.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and Mahombi is still with us.
Yay!
This evening.
Yay!
We played the song "You Miss Me" featuring Nelly, of course, a little bit earlier
miss me
on
when
the
I'm
show.
Gone, miss me when I'm gone.
Oh,
thank you.
Such a song. I love it.
It's amazing. You briefly mentioned the video as well.
Yeah, we've got to talk about the video because, as you've explained, you know, the story behind the actual song, it really comes across in the video itself.
Okay, great.
It must have been a tough job, you know, you and Nelly, and basically a club full of girls. How hard was that to work on?
You know, we have 3 minutes to make it look amazing and that we just had the best time of our life, which we had, but it was a rough, really, really tough day.
Long day.
A lot of dance scenes, a lot of sweat, a lot of warmth, but everybody was focused and everybody was dedicated, so I'm really happy. Good
did,
team. Really
did you get any numbers at the end of the shoot?
You know, I didn't, because I have my boys with me. In all my videos, I have my friends with me taking care of all that, because I actually am exhausted at the end of the day. I just want to go home and sleep. So
yeah, you're like, none of that business.
They can have fun.
Is it true because of your height, it's really hard to find tall dancers for video shoots? Is this true or is it urban myth?
No, it is definitely, because... of course, there are a lot of great dancers that are tall and big and in all shapes, you know, but to find, because I'm looking for a specific style because I've developed myself, this combination of street and African movements. So it's definitely hard to not only find people who can understand that I can, you know, that can pick it up real quick, but also they have to be tall because I'm so tall. So it is definitely a challenging task.
In demand.
We should talk about Red One a bit more and your relationship with him.
Yeah, let's
do it. I mean, the guy is a legend.
Literally
in the last couple of years, he's just come out of nowhere and everyone knows his name. Mm-hmm. Everyone sings his name in their songs. Yeah. And of course, the whole Gaga connection as well. Were you pretty chuffed when you first spoke to him?
When I decided to move to LA, because me and my brother decided that I was going to do my solo project, and, you know, we're still really good friends. He's still a part of, it's a family business, you know. But then I moved to LA, and I move in the same building as the rest of the guys, you know, the Red One camp. And these guys are young guys having a good time, making a lot of noise by the pool, screaming in Swedish. So I'm like, whoa, what's going on? I go down, I'm like, hey, guys, how are you doing? The one thing leads to another. And that was the start of a really strong friendship, like a family, a brotherhood. Yeah. And a couple of weeks later, they told me, like, Mo, we want you to meet Red One. He's in town, and we think he'll love you, you know? So let's just go and have a dinner. Just come by the studio, bring your music, and let's see what happens. I'm like, man, this is crazy. So I walk into the studio. Red is like, Mohombi, I know you. I'm like, are you actually me? You know? Yeah, I've heard about you and your brother, your band. And I've heard about the stuff you've done for so many years. He wanted me to be a part of it straight up. I played a couple of stuff for him. And he was like, you're an amazing songwriter, but listen, you are an artist. That's what you know. I was like, yeah, you know more about me than myself.
Aww.
And, you know, it was really sweet. And, yeah, we fell in love.
Mohombi, thanks very much for coming to see us.
Thank you for having me.
Best of luck with the song, and we'll see you again soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Cheers, man.
Thank you. This
is In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight we welcome back a man who's much better than Usher. This is Joe McKelvey.
Yes!
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, young man?
I'm great. I'm really, really good. I'm still buzzing off the weekend, to be honest.
Oh my God, so are we. Joe, seriously, watched Usher, went, oh, why is he not singing that much? He's just doing lots of dancing. And then you come on and blow him out of the water. Seriously, I was sat there going, oh my God, this is brilliant.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man, it was brilliant.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I was absolutely petrified.
You were brilliant. You
were absolutely
brilliant.
What happened is I was all fine. I did my sound check, and then Usher comes in and he does his, and he's getting lowered down from the ceiling, and he has all these things, and I was like, oh no, I can see the headlines tomorrow. Joe is upstaged by Usher.
Oh no.
And then, but then, like, I started getting loads of messages on Twitter just before I went on, and everybody was like slating his performance, and I was like, really? I think it must have just been because I was worried about him that I thought. But I thought it was good. Do you not think it was good?
It was. Well, the dancing was good, but actually you seemed more confident. I think because we were rooting for you anyway.
I think the thing is, though, no, with Usher, for me, it was that he came on stage, this big spectacular opening, and then every time it was the high parts of the song, he didn't sing them. He just did a few little dance moves, hoping that no one would notice. But clearly, X Factor viewers noticed this. And I was one of the people tweeting. I did tweet that Usher was rubbish and that you pretty much showed him how to do it.
You seemed really at home, though. You seemed really comfortable. How long did it take you to rehearse that performance?
We started rehearsing on Thursday and we did 2 hours every day from then. And then we went into the studio on Sunday at 8 o'clock in the morning and we did it all day there. But I was behind the screens, ready to come out. You know, I started behind the screens.
Yeah.
And I had this, like, fight or flight moment. I just forgot everything.
Oh, no.
And, like, I forgot the routine, the song. And I started to kind of, like, jitter and move away.
Oh.
And the stage manager was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know.
Oh.
As soon as I walked out, it was fine. It all came back. And I just, Simon and Cheryl were standing up, like, bopping away. So I was like, oh, that's fine.
Was it
that's
a bit weird performing in front of all them again?
Yeah, but they were really supportive. And Cheryl was like, I'm going to dance all the way through. I'm going to smile at you and make sure you're doing it okay and everything. I was like, oh, thank you.
Oh, bless her. We love Cheryl.
Did you get to meet any of the new contestants then as well?
Yeah, I did. They're a very interesting bunch.
They are, aren't they? It's like a circus this year. Seriously, I could see these people in Big Brother, actually.
And you could see someone like Wagner being a lion tamer at a circus.
I got wrong off him the other day, you know.
You got what?
Because I got wrong off him.
Did you?
Because I went into the studio and I love him, you know. I had a good little chat with him. He's so funny, you know. I was calling him Wagner. And he goes, Joe, I love you very much, but my name is Wagner, not
Wagner,
Wagner,
darling.
And I was like, oh, sorry, sorry.
Like, you shouldn't spell it with a W then.
And it's a battle on the charts this week. Once again, Joe, it's like history repeating itself, isn't
God,
it?
God, I know. Tell us about it.
Damn you, CeeLo Green.
It's so close. It's
but everyone
so close
is selling really, really well. That's the nice thing.
I know.
It's not like there's
a
big
gap. All... Yeah, it's all we're all on the same kind of selling stature at the minute, but it's so close, like this, like so little between. So we'll see. I just hope people go out and buy it and enjoy the song. You know, that's the main thing.
Go buy it now. That's
you
awfully.
Tell them.
I'm telling them.
You got two songs in the download chart at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, my B-side's in it, isn't it?
Yeah. Where, quite like that.
Where are you going to be on Sunday night when the chart's on, Joe?
I don't know yet, but I'll probably be passing out somewhere in a corridor. No
you're
going
to have a bottle of champagne on standby?
I think I'll have one before
yeah,
I hear the,
and then one
before
after.
I hear the results. Yeah.
Best of luck for it, mate.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
We hope it all works out for you.
Thank you.
And
thanks.
We'll see you again soon, fingers crossed.
Yes. Thanks have for talking to us again.
Joe McKelvey, thank you.
Yay!
Bye.
Thank you.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight, Pixie is back.
Yay! Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
We're okay, how are you? Now, it's been a few weeks since we last saw you.
Yes, I saw you guys. Where did I see you? Oh, Labyrinth Studio.
Yeah.
Labyrinth's Lair.
Labyrinth's Lair.
That was a fun night. We had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good fun. You guys stayed after. What happened?
We just got in a cab.
Miss Dynamite came.
Oh, yeah. Miss Dynamite came down.
Who else? Devlin came.
Yeah.
And then Labyrinth opened a bottle of white wine, which was nice.
Mm.
Oh, go Lab.
Yeah.
So it all kind of like went off after I went.
Well, we just went home after that.
Yeah, that was
it.
Oh, okay.
Quite sad. We had a drink with him and then sort of was like, thank you for everything, bye. Offered a taxi back to our Holiday Inn, wherever it was we were staying. Yeah, it was nice though. And thank you for coming down, by the way.
No worries, thanks for having me.
He's a nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's funny. He's really funny. He did really, his single did really well as well, didn't it?
Yeah,
number three.
Yeah, good lad.
I have to admit that I'm a bit annoyed with Bruno Mars for taking the number two spot away from him, but hey, what can you do?
So he's how's things really been good. Since then? What have you been up to?
What have we been up to? I don't know. I can't even think what I did yesterday, even this morning. What have I been doing? I don't know. It's been really busy because the single's out this week and the repack of the album, so it literally is so much stuff to do, so little time.
Yeah.
And I released like the new Lipsy range, like the autumn winter stuff.
Yeah.
Like last week, and just lots of stuff going on. Really.
So how did that go, the launch?
It was really fun actually. I had a little launch night in Gilgamesh in Camden, I think that's how you say it.
I always find that really hard to pronounce as well.
I don't know the right way to say it. But yeah, everyone came down and checked out the new designs and all my friends came down. So yeah, it was good fun.
How do you channel sort of designing a dress? I've always wondered.
How did you what, sorry?
How do you channel it? Where do you get the ideas from? Do you just see things you like sort of out and about and then say, I quite like that, I'll make that into a dress?
Yeah, basically. Like stuff that I like wearing and stuff that I hope other ladies would like to wear. Yeah, there's like a little party range with like party dresses for dresses for the weekend. And then there's like a little rocky kind of collection that's called like Pixie Rocks. And it's all more studded and leather and stuff like that.
Are you going to be using some of that range for your tour as well? The Crazy Cats tour?
The Crazy Cat tour. I don't know. Hopefully, I think we're going to have like special stuff made because it's a cat theme.
Yes.
So I think we're going to have lots of like cat prints and like crazy cat outfits. So I have to wait and see. But I can't wait. I think it's approaching. It starts on the 24th of November. So it's going to come around quick. I can't wait.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. Pixie is still with us on the show. We played Broken Arrow a little bit earlier in the show tonight. That's one of, is it three brand new tracks that's on the repackage?
There's actually 10.
There's 10?
10 new tracks.
10 new tracks. Good God.
Yay. Oh my God.
You have been busy.
10.
It's like a whole brand new album.
Yeah, exactly. There's my song with Jason Derulo on there. I've been writing with Kathy Dennis and Daniel Benningfield. And I've got my Kings of Leon cover on there. There's a few little treats.
I think that's brilliant though, because you get a lot of these repackaged albums and a lot of the time it's almost like, oh, it's Christmas, we'll just shove a couple of new tracks on there. But do you know what? Good on you for actually putting 10 new songs on there, because not many people do that.
Yeah, it's just I've been writing a lot recently, so I thought I'd just, you know, shove them all on there.
Oh, prolific Pixie.
I'm looking forward to hearing the Jason Derulo song. I've not heard it yet. So.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I can't wait. Is that going to be a single?
I don't know. I want it to be. I'm not sure. Fingers crossed. Who knows?
Does he shout Jason Derulo at any point?
Well, actually, I sing Jason Derulo and he sings Mandy.
Yeah, I think you've told us this before and I thought that could potentially be music moment of the year.
That is amazing.
It's my favourite part of the song.
That's brilliant.
I just listen to that on repeat. I'll be like, just rewind it back. I need to hear that again.
Now, you mentioned that you'd been rehearsing for other stuff before you start rehearsing for your tour. So what are those things you've been rehearsing
Basically just like little sessions. Like I've got lots of like little acoustic sessions, and I've got lots of TV shows. I did like an ITV special last week where I was it was kind of like a one night stand with Pixie Lock type thing.
An audience with
and it's like I sing 10 songs and then there's little footage of me behind the scenes and random stuff, so I was rehearsing for that. And just lots of little things that I'm getting up to. Really.
So would that be the X Factor?
Going back on the X Factor?
Are you going to perform?
I don't think I am, you know. I think there's... I feel lucky that I was got the opportunity to go and do a little bit of judging. That was really fun.
That's cool.
Pixie Lott, thank you.
Yay, thank you.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and she's poorly, but she's a pro, so she's here. Kelly Rowland is with us.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. How are you then? Obviously, apart from being a little bit poorly, you okay?
I'm feeling good, yet poorly.
That's what, do you not funny say poorly say in that. America?
No
it
way.
It must be a really British thing then.
It is a very British thing, but I think it's so cute.
Let's talk about the new song, Forever and a Day. Obviously, we've just been dominated all summer by Commander.
You. Yeah.
Yes. Massive, massive hit.
Which we're still obsessed with.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the support.
And now we're on to Forever and a Day.
Yes, Forever and a Day.
What's the story with the song? Is it a personal one?
You know what? It's a love song. It's nothing like a nice love song.
And I
got a chance to be in the studio with the writers and producers, and Jonas actually did the track. He sent me like 3 different tracks, and I picked this one out because I just happened to just really love just the way it felt.
Yeah.
And the writer started writing to it, and I was just like, oh, hurry up and finish. I'm ready to sing it. So I got in the studio and sang the song, and the song just felt so big and happy and like a love song. I love it.
Okay. Now let's talk about the lovely David Guetta. How is he? Is he still super cool?
I love David. He's good people. And he is very talented. I'm really happy for all of his success.
Yeah, he's done so well this year as well. He's just like, he is the man with the golden touch.
I'm sick of being on the radio and having to say, here's so-and-so featuring David Guetta. Here's another song with David Guetta on it.
Well, trust me, David Guetta does not feel like that. Not with those publishing checks.
No way.
He is loving it.
I imagine he just kind of has this massive pad in Ibiza where he just rolls around in cash.
He probably has a room.
You know what? Naked. I just pictured that. That's hilarious.
Naked. Rolling around in cash, going, wah ha ha ha
ha. Going, dun, 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 I got a feeling.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. Kelly Rowland is still with us.
Yay! Now, last time you were on the show, we talked about shoes at quite some length, to the point where Alex just said, shall I just leave the room?
Oh, sorry. Can't help it. We love shoes so much.
I know.
He wears them at weekends. He'd be lying if he said he
didn't. Oh my God, I love it.
He's got like 6-inch Louboutins. What's the best pair you bought lately? I need to know. You need to fill me in.
Oh my God. Okay, they are Louboutins.
Amazing. Are they the lip ones?
Girl, they're the ones with the zipper all the way up to where it almost comes to my hiney.
Oh my God.
And they're leather and they are so flat. Like when I tell you I want to put them with everything in my closet. Oh my gosh, I absolutely love them.
So you're getting your wear out of them then?
Oh, well, I haven't worn them yet, which I'm actually nervous about. Because, you know, I like to wear my shoes around my house first.
Yeah, you got to break them in.
You have to, because you can't look like a fool out in public.
No.
I mean, you know, look a fool in your house first and walk around in them.
If you don't break them in, we're back on the falling over subject again, which is, you know, just embarrassing. Yeah, what color are they?
They are black.
Oh, they'll go with everything.
They are black. But you know, I did have another purchase, which is this like bright green, like Kelly green jacket.
Nice.
That is amazing.
to it. Kelly Rowland, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to In Demand.
Nathan, Max, Tom, Siva J, the one today.
Live on the show. Come on.
We live. Hello and welcome.
Nice one for having us.
Everyone okay?
Very well.
Yeah, busy day.
Let's have some Nando's, settle the stomach.
Oh, you were straight away.
Right,
can we not talk Nando's anymore? Do you have to play chicken roulette or something? Have you got
swing
to mention
roulette.
That?
Wing roulette.
Now, I like the sound of chicken roulette.
So we've got all the different flavours, so I think we play wing roulette and then try and guess what we've got.
So what have you been up to today? Just going around and promoting.
Pretty much, yeah. It's been hectic, hasn't it?
Yeah. Meeting people from many, many different regional radios and finally ending in the jewel of that group here.
We started on the right side of the Pennines and then went over to the wrong side in Leeds and then came back to the right side.
I like the fact with the jewel. I like that. It was nice.
And lots of fans have come down to say hello.
There.
We just did a little impromptu gig for them outside.
What were you singing?
Old Time Low. Got a bit of a crowd.
Oh, yeah. She was so cute. Mascara went amazing, but she looked nice. Just feeling the moment.
Superb. I think they can hear us as well, so hello, people.
Hello, people.
Didn't see us. Hello, girl that cried.
It was really funny when you got here earlier, because I think it was Max and Tom, you went to the door, and literally I was upstairs, and I just heard, who died? Oh, my God.
Do you know what some girl said? She goes, because I give her some of my chips from Nando's, can you bite it for me? And I bit it, and she put it in my mouth, and she went,
In Demand.
That sounds dangerous.
It's been a very important day today because there's been a load of Chilean miners stuck down a mine for, I think, day 69 now. Yeah. And they've all been coming back up all day. I think they're pulling the 19th one out at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We think that we should keep people informed as they come out.
We don't have to mention this every time a new one comes out. You're going to be here for a couple of hours. You've got a news feed in the corner, so you can keep your eye on that. Nathan, every time a miner comes out, can you ring the bell?
I will do.
We're ringing now. Nathan's a miner.
There's a practice. There you go.
But when they come out, big ring.
Yeah. Okay. Whenever it is, doesn't matter what's going on, just ring that bell and we'll all give a round of applause.
Yeah. Okay. We'll say number 22 or something.
Like bingo.
Yeah.
Not quite.
In Demand.
In Demand Wednesday with Alex and Lucy and the Wanted. I've got an amazing cover acoustic on the way for you before 9 o'clock, recorded by the boys earlier tonight. Any more questions?
Yeah, loads and loads and loads. Twitter is still going absolutely mental. So, Daniela says, if you were stuck on a desert island, what one luxury item would you take? That's a really good question.
Cheryl Cole.
Well, you can take a human being with you, of course, so.
Mm. I'd take my iPod.
Okay.
Good battery would go quite quick.
Yeah.
Ish. No, because it might... solar panel palm trees or something. Yeah. Siva.
I'd take my iPad.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd take a ship.
To get away from
that. That's good. And Max, what would you take with you?
I'd take my dog pellet.
Oh, you might end up eating the dog though.
Definitely.
It would be the dog.
Oh, really?
It's too ugly to eat.
Okay.
You've only got one eye.
Siva, say hello to Sophie.
Sophie?
Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your question, Sophie?
If you were going to give someone advice who wanted to go into the music business, what would it be?
If we could give advice to people who want to go into the industry?
What would it be?
X Factor. I think mainly just be proactive, because you might just sit there and think, I don't know how to do it. I Googled auditions and I did 6 months of auditions and then I got in this.
Do you know what you need to do? Do you know all I did was put my music on MySpace and then just keep sending like your link to MySpace to like loads of different casting people and then hopefully one will get back to you if they think that you're good enough.
Busk.
Busk is a good option.
There's a stage newspaper. Is that still going?
Yeah, it is.
That's where we found out about the band. That's
Star Now.
Star Now.
Yeah.
StarNow.com.
There you go, Sophie.
Good question.
But be confident as well.
Sophie, good question, Sophie. Is that
Thank
answer
you.
It for you? It feels like going live, doesn't it?
And Matt.
Oh,
yeah, Max is showing you.
Max, will you marry me?
Max, will you marry me?
Will you marry Sophie?
Of course I will.
Aww. There you go.
Thank you.
Go and get your dress, love.
You got a verbal contract. Uh-oh.
You're listening to End.
21st mine is out, people. Johnny's out.
Johnny, come on, Johnny. Yeah. So tonight's Iron Man choice is going to be chosen by you guys.
There's a Chilean called Johnny.
Yeah. There was Daniel earlier.
What?
I was saying to Jay earlier, it'd be cool if there was like
a Dave.
In Demand. Yeah.
Currently number one on the big top 40 with Rich and Kat. Find out from Sunday whether The Wanted can do that this weekend.
Oh, nervous.
Yeah, that was Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. We're feeling confident. It's quite a busy week this week with music.
So busy.
Yeah, but yours isn't out till actual Sunday.
Yeah.
So I think you'll be okay, to be fair. This week's a really busy one, but next week, I think you might just have it in the bag.
Yeah?
Oh, don't say that. Oh.
I didn't say that.
Everyone touch wood.
I don't want to bring bad luck.
Please don't.
But everyone,
that's your fault.
Yeah. Download it from the 17th of October.
Please.
It's also my birthday.
We're not begging. There you go.
That's another reason to buy it, because I say so.
Birthday present for Lucy. Aww. Did you bring anything with you for her?
Maybe.
It's all right, they're here. That's enough.
How about a live track that you sang earlier today? That'd be a nice birthday.
Yeah.
Why did you choose this song that you did?
Because we love Lucy so much.
I didn't tell him to say that.
It's Lucy's favourite song in the entire world, and it's her birthday on Sunday.
Yeah.
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 Why did you really choose it? Just because you like it?
We do, when we do our B-sides, we do a competition on Twitter, and basically our fans pick it, and through a process of elimination.
Is that the same with Kickstarts as well?
That's the same,
yeah.
And this was our first one, and we really got attached to it when we started doing it, so we like performing it when we can.
Max, Tom, Jay, Siva, and Nathan, thank you for ringing the bell every time the Mariners came out. Good luck with the song, and come back soon.
Definitely.
We'll see you again soon.
Nice run! Yeah. Yeah.
You're listening to In Demand.